Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jesse Duplantis.
And I'm Kathy Duplantis.
Thank you for tuning in to our boardroom chat once again. God is so good and gracious. I hope you're having a wonderful day. And if you're watching this at night, I hope you have a wonderful night.
That's right.
Because people watch it all over the world.
Or an afternoon. Let's think about that.
Or an afternoon. Praise
God. Or the middle of the night.
Or the middle of the night. Hallelujah. Or early in the morning.
Just about supper time.
Just about supper time. I tell you, God is so good and gracious.
You know, Easter's coming up.
Easter. You know, Holy Week.
Holy
to me,
week.
Holy Week should be every week.
Oh, totally.
To preach, that'd be a good title for a sermon.
Every week.
It should be. I mean, you know, be so, man, I'm just not as happy, y'all. Well, maybe you need to be as saved as we are. Now, what does that mean? My God, that doesn't mean we don't have trouble. My Lord, we have trouble every day. That devil, you know, he's doing everything he can, but he has the power to handle, but he doesn't have the power to stop. You just keep pushing. You just keep going.
Keep going.
Do like Rocky, you know, you just keep
dun,
going.
Dun, 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 dun.
Instead of saying Adrian, you go, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory
yeah,
to God.
That's better.
Yes. If you've got better. Your Bibles, and I hope you do, your iPads or your telephones, whatever you use for scripture, go with me to the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 16. 1 Corinthians
Thank
chapter
you very
16.
Much. I knew the book. I just don't know what else we're going to do. Verse 1.
And I want to talk about something that's magic. Magical.
What?
Magical.
Magical.
Magical, if that's the right word.
Yes,
magic,
it's a word.
And you're going to think this is nuts, but it opens up such phenomenal opportunities for people. And yet most people totally misunderstand it. And that part of the service, they don't care for. And I want to talk about that. Hmm. 1 Corinthians 16, verse 1, I'm reading out of the Old King James. Now, concerning the collection for the saints, as I have given order to the churches of Galatia, even so do ye. Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store, as God hath prospered him, that there be no gatherings when I come. Don't talk about offerings. They're so magical. They're such a blessing. It's my favorite part of the service, whether I'm preaching or whether I'm not. Because the minute I start sowing seed into God's kingdom, something magic happens. And what is that magic? Some 30, some 60, some 100-fold, so that you can live better in this life. We live in an economic world. People need help. I think the biggest problem we got in the world is poverty. And yet some believe that poverty is a blessing, when it's a total curse. See, people that believe in poverty as a blessing should never receive an offering.
Right.
If you believe in poverty. In other words, the poor you are,
the
better you are.
Let them get poorer still.
Yeah, which makes no sense whatsoever. Because you live in an economic world. I mean, it takes money to eat. It takes money to buy clothes, things. But we get so excited about it. And I want to say that, and I've said it so many times, you've heard me say it. We've been preaching 50 years. And we're celebrating 50 years of ministry all this year. I was going to do it one day on January the 4th, past, you know, just January 4th, 2026. And Kathy said, no, this is too important. We are going to celebrate this all year. And the first thing me and Kathy did was she got her check out and gave an offering. It was a blessing. Magical. And since that offering of January the 4th, God has blessed us mightily because it's magical. Now, some people don't understand that. Because, you know, there are some people that abuse things. But you should never throw everybody in one kettle and call that kettle black, white, brown, yellow, I don't know, whatever it is. You know, and I always tell people this, judge me for what I've done, not what someone else has done. You see what I'm saying? And when I understand, I realize this. I love giving an offering. It's such a blessing because immediately Satan does this. Oh, no. My God, he's going to get more and he's going to stop us more. Yeah. And what happens, and we do, and it's just such a blessing. That's what Paul was saying to all his churches. Listen, man, they have no gathering. And if you keep reading, you'll find out that he wants to send some finance to the Jerusalem church to help. See, when you give an offering to this ministry, when you become a partner to this ministry, when you sow seed, we don't just go, oh, thank you. No, we put that money to work. Money that is not working it can cause a lot of problems. You see, but if you work it, that's why I don't know anybody that don't put money in the bank that don't expect some kind of an interest because you want it to work. You see what I'm saying? And you understand that this magic takes place. I mean, it gets God's attention. And I'll prove that, Kathy. Moses stood before God for 40 days, never said a word. Just, I think I would do the same thing. This is God Almighty, you know? And first thing God said, have the people bring me an offering.
Right.
Those of a willing heart, ask you a question. When you give, do you have a willing heart or do you have, here they go again with those offers. People ask me all the time, why do we do a teaching before an offering? Not to get more money. We're trying to get more money to you. You see, because this word works. Not sometime, all the time. Now, you got to realize that. You got a devil out there that's hindering everything. And I'll just tell you the truth. Every time I gave a big offering, it seemed like the next day, the next week, things slowed down financially. But that didn't stop me, buddy. I said, you want to mess with me? You want some of this? Okay, Kathy, cut another check. Jesus, man, it drives him nuts. See, cause, see, to you, it's money. To me, it's obedience. Mm-hmm. I just flat like doing it. I had one of my staff tell me yesterday, I've never seen a person enjoy giving as much as you do. I just love it. I mean, it's just such a blessing that we can. And I loved it when I could only give a dollar. You see what I'm saying? Of course, we do a lot more than that today. So it's a blessing. I got to read that again, especially verse 2. Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store as God had prospered him, that there be no gatherings when I come. Notice Paul was expecting God to prosper them. He wasn't saying, well, we ain't going to have a good offering this week, blah, blah, this and that, and all that kind of stuff. No. He was believing for prosperity. And I'd like you to read that maybe in the Amplified. Could you do that for me?
I can.
And do you agree what I'm saying?
I do. It's and just I was magical. Focusing on that word, as God has prospered
them. Yeah,
and
I brought that up right before I told
right,
you.
Because God had already prospered these people. Sure. This church actually had more money than the Philippian church.
Yeah.
But the Philippian church were the ones that were faithful.
Right.
And in Corinthians is the one that Paul told them, look, you know, I did you wrong by not telling you to give. He basically apologized to them. So let me read this in another translation for us, Amplified first. Verse 1, now concerning the money contributed for the relief of the saints, God's people, you are to do the same as I directed the churches of Galatia to do. On the first day of each week, let each one of you personally put aside something and save it up as he has prospered in proportion to what he is given, so that no collections will need to be taken after I come.
Now, think about that for a minute. It's just such a blessing. And I want to tell you something. I don't mean to sound prophetic. You're looking at a very blessed man. Ooh, Jesus.
Oh, I want to read it to you in the Passion Translation.
Okay.
Okay, verse 2.
Oh, she cut me off right there. Did you see that?
Yeah, wow. You're going to love it.
Okay.
You're going to love it. It says, every Sunday, each of you make a generous offering by taking a portion of whatever God has blessed you with and place it in safekeeping. Then I won't have to make a special appeal when I come.
Now, what translation is that?
That's the Passion Translation.
That's what I'm talking about. That's why we receive offerings, ladies and gentlemen. To get you blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed going in and blessed going out. Now, there's some ministers receive offering, but they don't do nothing with it or they steal it. And I wish I didn't have to say that, but you know it and I know it too. You know what I'm saying? There's sin in the church, and it shouldn't be, but there is. But in this ministry, right here, and I'm going to say this, and you can look at me, it may sound arrogant, we do not do those things. If there's any sin in this ministry, I don't know about it. Because we live clean. The Bible says, be ye holy, for I am. That's his name. I am holy. You see what I'm saying? So we ask the Lord, for every dollar given to our ministry, give us a soul in the kingdom. I was in Colorado Springs, and I don't believe Jeremy will remind I don't think he'll mind me saying, Jeremy Pearson, I preach a church there called Legacy Church. Oh, right out of Colorado Springs, going up the mountain. What, just beautiful. And he received an offering for our ministry, and he said this. He told the people to give. He said, but Jesse and Sister Gather, they believe for every dollar given, give us a soul. And brother, I mean, I put the pressure on that. Because what's the value of a soul? What's the value of a human being? You know why war is so bad? It's destroying human beings. But you might want to get over to the animal kingdom too. When you just, if you got to eat, you got to eat that. But I'm just talking about just to destroy things is a wrong thing to do. So we like to be a blessing. I want to stand before God and he say, I want to hear him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Yeah. And you know, and I want you to say, you know, I gave to that man all my life when I was on the earth. Say this about me in heaven. And Father, that man did what he said. I mean that. I'm just not that kind of a man that would do that. Now, before I was saved, I'd do anything. I was just a thief. I was a sinner. I just crazy. But when I got born again, the first thing I did as a born again believer and didn't know I was doing it, less than 24 hours being saved, found the church, and I tithed. And I didn't know I had tithe. I had no idea. I just saw that they had a need, and I totally met the whole need.
And it was joyful for us to do that.
Oh, it was such a blessing.
And it wasn't a pressure point. The church didn't put pressure on us.
No.
And we make a presentation, we give you an opportunity to give, but we don't put pressure on people. We put pressure on the covenant.
Yeah. Like we don't preach with our hands out. Our hands up. Thought I'd cut you off like you did me once.
I love to do.
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. That's okay.
Get this here.
But when you were talking about the pressure on the covenant.
Yeah.
You used to say that quite a bit. I put pressure on the covenant.
Right.
And when I'm believing God for things, I don't put pressure on you, although you may think I do.
Oh.
I put pressure on the covenant, but just because
Excuse
I say it.
Okay, go ahead. No, you don't. But now when you want something, you don't give up now.
Well, I'm bulldog.
Would you consider that pressure?
Not on you. If you take it on you, just because I'm mentioning it, that's your problem.
Okay. Let's go back to magic.
Hallelujah.
So Paul was so concerned about that.
Yeah, and let me tell you, too, how Paul, what he referred to, now he also told it to the Galatians.
Clear the throat out. Wait.
I just thought I did.
Get it out of your mama.
But in Galatians chapter 6, he taught them, and he said, because he's referring to, just, I'm going to tell you, Corinthians, just the way I told the Corinthians. So Galatians. So Galatians chapter 6 says, verse 6, let him that is taught in the word communicate to him that teacheth in all good things. Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And then he tells them, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. And then verse 10
That's what I was telling Jennifer a while ago.
Verse 10 is that we keep interrupting each other, but you know, it's a dialogue. It's not a monologue.
We've been doing it for 55 years.
That's okay. I hope you can follow us. Verse 10, the most important part where I want to get to says, and as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially them who are of the household of faith. When he was writing to the church at Corinth, he was talking about a problem the church in Jerusalem had, a lot of problems, a lot of persecution, poverty. He wanted to send them, be a blessing to them.
Yeah.
And so he says, this was an opportunity. These were the household of faith. This was your brothers in another area that needed to reap what you have. These people in Corinth and Galatia, all these other churches, he wanted them to be a blessing. He was teaching them the kingdom principle about giving, how you can give. Jesus taught give, and it shall be given back unto you, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And what did it also say? It says, remember the words of Jesus, how it's more blessed to give than to receive. Now, that was something, was it Paul that said that? But you can't find it in the Gospels. But there's a lot of things that Jesus said that wasn't recorded. But this must have been a common thought or understanding of the people. That this is what Jesus was all about. It's more blessed to give than to receive. Why? Because you help others, but also you open up the windows of heaven to pour out another blessing upon you.
Yeah.
It's a continual replenishing, which is a word that you've been using a lot lately.
Yeah, God's well, the Lord gave us that revelation on replenish. And we see, I'm going to go back to the word magical, because the Lord began to deal with it. He said, when you give an offering, it becomes magical. In other words, it's like a magician. How did he do that? How did that man get blessed? How did that lady, you know, let me show you how strong I'm on this. I refuse, and I want to use that word strongly, I refuse to go in debt. Now, if you're in debt, don't get mad at me. I'm not better than you. You can get out. It just takes time to that. We've been debt free since 1982. Let me tell you why. I refuse to go in debt, so not one penny, one nickel, dime, dollar, euro, whatever, I don't know, will go to some financial institution to bless them. Because if you borrow money, you have to pay interest. And there's nothing wrong with that. This is for Jesse only now. You understand? Don't get under condemnation, because I don't bring no condemnation or conviction, any of that. That's any way, shape, or form. But in other words, if you send $20, I'm going to use $20. You know, but if I got debt everywhere, that $20 might get down to $9. You know, I'm talking about total for the ministry. But I want your whole 20 to go in there. I don't want one nickel of what you give to go to the Satan in any way, shape, or form. And some of these banks are satanic. I tell you what, I mean, you know, me and Kathy got debanked. We had a bank debank us because of what we believe. I said, that's okay. Other bank was like this. We'll take it. We'll take it, you know, that kind of stuff. But it's so wonderful. We have charge cards, but credit cards, but we don't use them as credit cards. We use them as charge cards. We pay every 30 days. So we pay no interest. Because, you know, today you almost got to have a credit card to go anywhere, do anything.
For convenience.
You know? Yeah, for convenience only. And we pay it every 30 days. Visa, MasterCard, I don't guess they got MasterCard anymore. I don't know.
Yes, they do.
Anyway, to make a long story short, not one nickel. In years, this building here, this edifice of Jesse the Planner's Ministries, we have saved, you ready for this? By building this debt-free, over $20 million that would have gone to the finance company. Because if you borrow money, normally, and there's nothing wrong with borrowing, because Abraham was a lender, somebody got to borrow. Don't get under conviction there or anything.
Condemnation.
Or condemnation in any way, shape, or form. Watch this. When you don't do that, you say, well, how did I get this extra money? Because you didn't give it to them. You see, and cash is king. I don't care what anybody says. I don't believe in a cashless society, because that's the government wanting to know everything you do. That's none of their business. Now, I have nothing to hide, don't misunderstand me, but I have a lot to protect. So I refuse to do it, because I want 100% of what you give, you as a partner to this ministry, to go in 100% into the work of the Lord. Now, don't get mad at me if I do that. Why? Because I think you deserve that. And so does the Lord Jesus Christ. I mean, you know, and if you don't think they notice something, Jesus sat by the offering buckets to see what was going on there.
Yeah,
see,
the widow.
Yeah, who would give willfully? You see, so it's so magical to understand what I am talking about. Let me say it again. I'm not trying to get something from you. I'm trying to get something to you. So offering time, this is a good title, is magical time. Do you understand? It puts God to work. It puts the angels to work. It puts multiplication to work, not division. Mm-hmm. Now, once you give, don't forget, name your seed, my Lord. I very seldom ever look at things that Kathy give, but the other day I noticed something. We gave an offering, and I looked at Kathy normally gives a certain amount of money, whatever, you know. And I looked, and you doubled it or something. You gave more, and you didn't even tell me. And that's okay. I mean, that's not the problem. And I thought, bless God. I said, look at this. And it was a chunk of change. And I thought, I'm about ready to get blessed here, Lord Jesus. Because it's kind of like it just puts things to work. Such a blessing. And the anointing of increase is on us. The reason why we keep increasing is because we keep giving. We keep working that machine. Offering time is magical time. It's my favorite part of the service, because I know what God does. And then what happens is, because of you giving and me giving, we send this gospel all over the world. Now, I don't know about other ministries, but most of them are not in debt. The ones that are affiliated with me, the ones that I happen to
know. Not in debt?
Well, most of them are in debt, excuse me.
Okay.
But to make a long story short, the ones that, what I wanted to say, most of them that are affiliated with me, they're not in debt, a lot of them. And they learn, I don't mean it's private, they learn that from me. I said, let me tell you something, man. I mean, you know, sometimes it delays. You have delays and things of that nature. But a delay is not a denial. I just keep going. I just keep moving. And God just blesses and honors us. Have you ever given all you had? Yeah. Yeah. Just wipe it out. Kathy did something one time in Australia. I thought it was so wonderful. She had a real nice pair of Louis Vuitton shoes on. Watch this. Now, I don't know this. I mean, Kathy dresses well and all that kind of stuff. We had this church, I believe it was in Melbourne. I think it was in Melbourne. Correct me if I'm wrong. Anyway, to make a long story short, this young girl, sweet lady, she looked down and saw Kathy's shoes. She said, oh, Sister Kathy, they were Louis Vuitton shoes, real pretty. Those shoes are so beautiful. And Kathy, I don't know if she knew the girl's shoe size or nothing. I don't know. She said, you like them? She said, I do. She reaches down, takes her shoes off. The woman walked out the church barefooted, and it was cold. Now, that woman don't like cold. You know, if she went to hell, she'd probably go, ooh, it's cozy. She like heat. But if God sent
her
to
hell. I'm not going to hell.
No, you ain't going. But if God sent her to the Antarctica, it would be suffering for Kathy.
I think they got the point.
Yeah, got the. She took her shoes off, gave it, and they were going, no, no, no. And I was proud of her. Because I did the same thing years before. I was eating at a restaurant called Houston's, and a man looked down, and I love cowboy boots. Don't send me none. I got enough. Okay, and when I say something, people just do something. No, not asking you to give me nothing. And he said, boy, I like them boots. I took them boots off my feet, and he's same size as me. I gave them to him, and I walked out on the road with my socks, you know. And I was so happy about that. Kathy was so happy. See, it was just such a blessing. And guess what? I got boots galore. Kathy got shoes galore. You see, because what you sow is what you reap. It was a magical thing. And this is what Paul is trying to tell everybody. Listen, my God, do this and you'll be blessed in every which way, shape, or form. What do you think, Kathy?
I agree with that. You know, the term magical kind of when you first said it, because it's like a worldly term. You think of magic opposite than the supernatural. But I know what you mean. It's something that happens that's not to be understood.
So you're rebuking me?
No, I'm just saying how some people stumble over that word magical because it's like, you know, the magic kingdom, all this kind of stuff. But the supernatural things of God are real. It's not magic. And there were some magicians, of course, that the Bible refers to. But I know what you meant, how it is a supernatural thing where we don't understand how God. In fact, Jesus even said, when you plant a seed, he says, a farmer who plants a seed doesn't know how this seed that goes in the ground, how it comes up. It's magical. It's a term we can all relate to.
Well, I'm going to use magical.
Do it.
Because that's what the Lord told me to say.
I'm thinking it's a great term, but I'm just saying sometimes but my point was is that sometimes we hear a term, and because it was associated with certain things, we don't want to hear that. And I thought of it at first when you said it too, but I've realized this is a perfect term to use. That this is something that we don't understand. It's something that we...
Yeah.
Now, the magicians, of course, they were doing little tricks. They didn't have the... Unless they were using demonic power.
Yeah.
But
Paul saw that sometimes.
Paul saw that too and rebuked it. But this concept, everything that the devil does is an imitation of the true and the real that God has. But the point is that when Jesus gave the example, when you put a seed in the ground, you don't know how it comes up. The farmer doesn't know. We don't know. And the seed that goes in... The part that comes out doesn't look at all like that seed. And so that's a magical thing. This is something that you can't explain in words. It's a faith concept.
Yeah.
And so when you believe that God can do this for you, when you give, you can receive a harvest. This is something that goes away outside of your normal way of thinking.
Amen.
But it's a kingdom principle that works. God said, as long as the earth remains, there will be seed time, harvest time, night and day, cold and winter. So the harvest thing is a kingdom principle.
Cold and winter.
Cold. I'm combining. Thank you for correcting me. We correct each other. Sometimes nicely, sometimes not so nicely.
We never hit each other, but we thought about it.
I didn't want to turn to Genesis chapter 6, but it's in there. I think it's 6. And so, you know, there's night and day, cold and hot, you know, sowing and reaping.
You stepped in it now, son. That's a goat.
It's always going to be there. It's an eternal. It's magical.
Oh, it's magical. Yeah. And it's just so wonderful. And I asked the Lord today, I was coming over to do this boardroom chat. I was in my office. And the Lord says, you know, I noticed how much you enjoy that. And I went to 1 Corinthians 16. I just turned, I was looking in the Bible. And it hit me. It's such a blessing to give. Now, I'm going to get criticized for this. To people that have a lot. It's a blessing to give to people who have nothing. See, it makes no difference to me if someone is filthy rich. Now, I'm not filthy rich. I prefer to be cleanly rich. You know what I'm saying? But if God told me today to buy Elon Musk a car, you know what I'd buy him? A Tesla. You know, that'd help his company.
I think he got one of those.
Yeah, probably got it. I'd go do it. You'd say, but he's the richest man in the world. That has nothing to do with this. It's God showing niceness. You'd say, yeah, but you ought to give to the poor. I do give to the poor. I like it both sides. But it's so wonderful when people see me do something to someone who is a person I call of substance. They go, man, does Brother Jesse know them people got money? Uh-huh. Why did you do it? Because the Lord spoke it to me. It don't make no difference to me. You see what I mean? But automatically people think that you have to give to somebody that's poor, and you should. The Bible said, take care of the poor. I believe that. Don't misunderstand. But I won't tell you something about what I believe. I just tell people all the time. You hang around me, you ain't going to stay poor. You're not, because the anointing increase will come upon you. All my spiritual sons, I'm telling you, it comes upon them. Listen to me. But you got to believe God no matter what. And you give not according to circumstances. I don't have much. It don't take much. We have a phenomenal tree by my home. They think it's 400 years old. They don't know until it dies. You have to cut it down. You don't count the rings.
It's a beautiful oak tree.
It's magical. It is beautiful. But it's, look at me, started from an acorn this big.
Now that's magical. It's supernatural.
People see the acorn. God sees the tree. Because he knows if that acorn is put in good soil, I'm going to make that tree grow, and it will bless people for 400 years. How many people looked at that tree 200 years ago?
Right.
It was there. And hurricanes, we live in hurricane country, tried to beat it up, and they did beat it, but they just keep growing, come back, and all that kind of stuff. So sometimes Satan, I'm going to use it, sends a financial hurricane trying to beat up your seeds, and trying to stop you, but all you're going to do is blossom. Blossom. I'll show you something. We had Hurricane Ida a few years ago. Dude, it was bad, son. I mean, it sucked. Came right, we was in the eye of it. It blew every leaf off of every tree I had in my backyard. It looked like winter, you know, and it just sticks. And I thought, huh. But it didn't knock the tree down, thank God. Well, and there was some strong, strong wind to rip just rip them off. Ladies and gentlemen, within 1 month, them trees, whoop, put every leaf back that the devil plus. It would just actually came back prettier. And I thought, that's the creative power of God. That's magical. God said, you will not take anything away from my creation. I will put it back. And he did. And I don't know, the older I get, I'm starting to enjoy nature more, you know, because I work so much, but I do enjoy it. And I'm starting to look and I go, you know, look at the things God hath made. What a blessing of God. Thank you for letting us speak this to you. I believe God gave this to me so you can understand what it means, that you'll never criticize an offering. Now, if that preacher, so whoever it is that you give to, doesn't do what they say, they will be judged for that. I don't mind the world getting mad at me, but I don't want God getting mad at me. Thank you for listening. This sermon or boardroom chat was done 2,000 years ago by the Apostle Paul.
Yeah.
Right here. So I'm going to ask you today to give a magical offering. Yeah. What a blessing. We believe in God for 20,000 people to give $1,000. That's $20 million. Boy, is that a lot of money? Is it? Yeah. Two projects and it's gone. I got to do the projects. That's it. But I'm not asking you to do something I haven't done. We give also. Now, if you don't mind, we want to do that. And then just the operating costs, it takes millions a month to run this place. That's all coming in as no problem. Because you know why? It's magical. It's just such a blessing. If you like to be, and if you're not a partner, you want to be a partner. I hope you do. Or you like to give, go to jdm.org. That's our website. Hit the donate button. Give what you want. Look at me. If you don't want to give, don't. Just keep watching the program. That's okay. You know? But I just want you to be blessed. I'm trying to get this to you so you can be blessed. You can use PayPal if you want to do that. You can text to give a one-time donation or a recurring one. Or you can go to our JDM app, Kathy likes that, and select the kind of giving you want. Or you can mail a check into the ministry if you want to use the post office, whatever you want to do. But I'm telling you, and I'm going to say it again, 100% of what you give is going in the world evangelism. I'm telling you, we believe in God for every dollar given to us, euro, franc, I don't know, all the different monies, that we get a soul into the kingdom. Mm-hmm. We've been doing this 50 years. We got a lot of people have been born again, multiplied millions.
Right. And
I mean, a month. I'm not bragging about that because I do what I say. And I'm going to tell you something else. God does what he says. We're out of time, but would you read a couple?
It's flowing.
Do you mind if you don't mind? Can you give us a couple of minutes more? Go ahead, Kathy.
It's flowing with the fact that people are being reached. Lives are being changed.
Okay,
this is from Elroy from Arizona. The Navajo Nation says,
I like the Navajos.
I've been very. Can I?
Yeah, I can't help it. I just do.
He's like on 100 miles an hour right now.
Magical.
And he's only had like water too. He doesn't have coffee in the morning. Like this is my third cup and
I don't need caffeine.
I'm not running like you are. Anyway, that's just natural Jesse. Just can you imagine what he was like when he was on drugs?
She's talking about me taking time.
We're
not
in a hurry. Let me alone. It says, hello from Arizona, the Navajo Nation. I've been very blessed with assurance on all the Bible teachings that you do not waver in. It encourages me every time you share God's word.
Boy, that blesses
Amen.
Me.
Amen.
I love the American Indian. I just do. Go ahead, Kathy.
And Abid says, watching from Pakistan, JDM, we truly appreciate your incredible work for advancing the kingdom of God. Billions have heard the good news through your ministry, and you both are blessings for us. That's just one nation right there. And then this one, Liz says, this boardroom chat message has blessed me with a sense of peace, calm, and joy that comes out of Jesse and Kathy when they speak. Isn't that wonderful?
Now, you got a big one. Go ahead and read that. I don't even know what that is.
Well, that one was about, I wasn't going to read it because of the time, but it's good.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, Patricia says, dear Brother Jesse and Sister Kathy, as I was watching this video where you were speaking about being filled with the Holy Spirit, I suddenly found myself in tears. Your words touched something so deep in my heart. I have been born again since 1973, and a very few years after that, I was filled with the Holy Spirit. For that precious gift, I continually thank and praise God. Even though I don't pray in tongues very often, I truly believe this beautiful gift and the power of the Holy Spirit working in our life. Believe in this beautiful gift and the power of the Holy Spirit working in our lives. Watching this message reminded me of God's faithfulness through the years and refreshed my spirit in such a special way. Thank you both for your obedience to the Lord and for sharing these encouraging teachings. With love and gratitude, Patricia from Queensland, Australia.
Hey, Patricia, we come in Australia very soon. Milo, get on our website and look at the places where we're going.
In May.
And we'll be in Queensland and all that kind of stuff.
Next month.
And maybe you can come see us. It would be a blessing of the Lord.
That's right.
Thank you, partners, for supporting this ministry. Thank you all that watch it, because you don't have to. And I mean that. Mm-hmm. So when you go to your church Easter Sunday.
It's coming up. You're going to be preaching at Covenant Church.
Well, thank you. Just do this. When it comes time for the offering, maybe the Bible behind you say, we're about to really have a magical moment.
Yeah.
God is going to work for us spiritually, physically, and financially. Till next time, Jesse and Kathy saying we love you. God bless you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.